The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of our webpage.
Inevitably, all of us will ask God this one important question.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here? What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God calling.
Then everything can seem so clear. AM 1260 The Rock presents God Calling. This locally produced program looks closer at stories of religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. And now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
Welcome to God Calling. We have a very special guest today who came from a long way away, although the west side of Cleveland, but originally a long way away from Africa, Tanzania, actually. Sister Jacinta.
Jacinta. Call me Sister Jessie.
That's what you were telling me on the phone the other day. Jessie. Sister Jessie.
Yeah, please.
And pronounce your last name. I'm going to say Kimaro, but it's
Kimaro.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kimaro.
Correct.
So tell me about growing up in Tanzania.
Actually, I come from a big family. Mm-hmm. We are 10 in the family.
All right.
And I am the baby of 10. All my brothers and sisters are all married, except me, who chose a different way. In growing up, actually, I grew up with my nephews and nieces, because some of them we have the same age.
Yes.
And my parents were both Catholics, and all my brothers and sisters are Catholics.
Everybody's still practicing?
Everybody's practicing. There is no way you can go aside.
That's good. That's very good.
And I had my elementary school, my high school in Tanzania.
How's the educational system in Tanzania?
In Tanzania, we have first grade, of course, kindergarten to first grade, which is like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Once you are done with 7 years, then you go to, we call it secondary school.
All right.
Secondary school, you'll be there for 4 years. Then you go to high school for more 2 years. So altogether makes 6 years. And then from there, for those who can, then they go to university.
All right. Now, did you go to Catholic schools?
Elementary school was not Catholic. Halfway was Catholic. But from 5 to 7, it was public.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about the practice of the faith in your family as you grew up.
I must say, for my first Holy Communion, I was taught by my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Going to school, it was the matter of repeating what the parents taught me. I could even lead the rosary in school, and they taught me the morning prayer, night prayer, rosary, so I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So at the age of, I would say, 7, I was already confirmed and received the Holy Communion. So practicing the faith was not really a major thing. However, I didn't know that we have other religion apart from being maybe a pagan. If you are not a Christian, if you are not a Catholic, you must be a pagan. Or if you are not a pagan, you are Muslim. So I knew only Catholics, pagan, and Muslims. About Baptists, about, what do you call?
The various
Protestants, whatever. I didn't know. I didn't know until I left home to become a nun. Then I came to know there are different kind of Christianity.
Did you go to university?
I didn't go to university in Tanzania. I came to the university here in the U.S. I was in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I did my bachelor degree in psychology, and in the same university I did mental health for my master's in the same university.
When did you first start feeling the call to religious life?
When I was in the fourth grade.
That long ago, wow.
Yeah. The bishop came to my parish, which is called Useri Parish. And he was to ordain a young man to become a priest, but he came and ordained him in our parish. So out of curiosity, I decided to go and see how people become priests. The bishop told our parents who are there, you parents who are here, in the Diocese of Moshi, you have a lot of priests, lot of nuns. Please be missionaries. In this continent of Africa, there are people in this continent of Africa who have never heard about Jesus. And I, at my young age, I said, what? There are people who have never heard of the name Jesus. Where are they? I want to go. Then, during the Mass, the choir sang a song, which again touched me. The seed of being a missionary really was planted in me. The song said, go, go, I will protect you. And it says, Mimi niko nikuokoe. Usiogope kwa sababu ya hao. Toka vilindini ninakulilia e Bwana. Sikiliza sauti yangu. Sikiliza sauti ya dua zangu. Mimi niko nikuokoe, usiogope kwa sababu ya hao. Do not be afraid. Go. I will protect you wherever you will be. And I say, well, if that is the case, what prevents me from going and evangelizing this continent? Yeah, and that's how my vocation was planted by God.
Now, what about the formation, being a postulant and then moving up through the order? How long did that take?
Postulants, 1 year, novitiate, 2 years, and then you make your first vows.
Now, was that before university or after?
It is after high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sister, stay right there. And we hope all of you listening will stay right there. We're going to be back right after a couple of messages. Right here on God Calling, AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. We're back on God Calling. This is Paul Orloskim with Sister Jessie. Sister is a member of the Evangelizing Sisters of Mary, but that's a little bit of a misnomer. What's the exact name of the order, Sister?
Missionary Congregation of the Evangelizing Sisters of Mary.
We've been talking about you growing up and going to university here in the United States. But right now, you're at St. Adalbert's here in Cleveland. What is the work of the order here in Cleveland?
Personally, I do chaplaincy with the Mercy Hospital in Lorraine, with the hospice in the hospital and in the community. So I do a lot of driving.
Yeah.
Correct.
How tough has that been, given this COVID?
Yeah, it has been tough because I just felt like I'm so preoccupied with taking care of myself, taking care of the patients, instead of freely going. So you take a lot of time making sure that everything is well protected.
Mm-hmm. Washing hands and all these, all the procedures that we all have to do.
Correct.
Yeah, and even here we're 6 feet apart, as we should be.
Yeah, and another thing is that I didn't drive when I was in Africa.
Oh.
But now I do a lot of driving because of the kind of job I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of becoming expert now.
Yeah. Well, it's probably from Rocky River Drive where you are to over to Mercy Hospital, probably 20 miles maybe?
No. It takes close to an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, because Mercy is way on the other side of town.
Yeah.
You began missionary work in Africa.
Correct.
What was that like, and then what brought you here?
Since I was a young sister, I was entrusted with the formation.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the formation, aspirants, novices, young sisters. And then I came to realize that we are also receiving kids from the university. And how can I be less than them in education? And here I am a formator. So I asked my superior if I could be a bit advanced so that I may be able to understand these young people who come today to the congregation.
The area that you're from, is it rural or is it urban?
It's in the countryside.
What is it like being a sister and you walk and try to start the conversation with somebody who does not know the name Jesus Christ?
Well, we do fast evangelization. That doesn't mean really when I meet you for the first time, I say, there is God, there is Jesus. I don't. I come to you, you introduce yourself, and I introduce myself, and we enter in the conversation to come to know each other. And in that way, then, not today, maybe another day, we come to realize that there is something good in this person, and I base myself on the strength of that person and where the person is. And then it takes a bit longer to really come to talk about God. You mm-hmm. have to prepare the ground.
Know the person first.
Exactly.
Can you bring up a topic like that too quickly to somebody and it kind of turns them off?
No, I don't bring a topic about God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't until I come to know the person
right.
and then, and where do you live and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I have an example.
Okay.
I worked also in Kenya, in Nairobi. So I went to the city. I went to renew my passport. But then I met a young child, 6 years or seven, was sitting in front of the gate of the cathedral. And he was shivering, literally shivering. Then I said, this child must be having malaria, or he's hungry, or it is too cold for this boy. But I didn't do anything or ask him anything or talk to him. I went to a nearby shop. I buy one bottle of Coca-Cola and one loaf of bread. I gave to the boy. The boy didn't say thank you, but he took. Then I made 2-3 steps. I heard someone calling, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, madam. I turned behind. I found the boy was holding the 2 items.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked me, excuse me, are you the wife of God?
No kidding. Wow.
I said, no, I am not his wife, but I am his boss. I mean, he is my boss. And the boy say, thank you. And I didn't see that boy again. What I'm trying to say is, for me, that was a big evangelization. How can a loaf of bread and a bottle of Coca-Cola connect one with higher power? Because he understood only the wife of God can give him such a big, huge gift. For me, that was kind of initial evangelization. I don't know how that boy ended his life, but in reality, for me, it was evangelization, and my vocation was boosted.
That must have brought tears to your eyes.
That what?
It must have brought tears to your eyes.
Correct, correct. It does.
Oh, what a moment.
Okay, exactly.
What's the work of the other sisters here in Cleveland? I know that you're at St. Adalbert's with Father Chimura.
We have one who works with Father Gary.
Mm-hmm.
The sister takes care of the 2 parishes with catechism, catechesis, visiting homes, going to juvenile justice because it's very close to there, to our house. So she is busy. Like next week, we are going to have 2 adults who are going to be baptized. So she has been teaching them one-to-one because it was not easy to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
So she deals with one-to-one when it is possible. If it is not possible, then it have to go with a group. So she is doing the catechesis and the catechism at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is the makeup of St. Adalbert's?
It is typically African-American community. And the number of people in the church are not really many. You remember that the church was closed.
Yes.
But then it was
reopened,
open.
Right.
So those who came back are not as many as those who were there because others went and became, took one, I mean, they used another kind of life, you know. So
mm-hmm.
that was very difficult for us because we have never seen it. Few people like that in church,
mm-hmm.
no, before. But now we know. So we started going house to house, knocking and finding where the people are, but with the help of the people around to bring them back to church. And that's what we are doing.
True evangelization.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, I hope you'll stay with us for another segment. The
okay.
sister's
Welcome.
With us. Sister Jessie, thank you very much for being here today. We'll be back with more right after these messages on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. We hope you'll stay tuned. Welcome back to God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. I'm with Sister Jessie. Sister, pronounce your last name. I'll love the way you say it. It's almost like a romance language.
I don't blame you. Many people get that problem. Kimaro.
Okay.
Kimaro.
Kimaro.
Yeah, we have a strong R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sister, working in the urban setting here in Cleveland, you even mentioned going into the juvenile justice center. It's a rough place.
Correct.
At a very young age, some of these kids have seen a lot and done a lot, unfortunately. But it's an important mission.
Correct.
Some of the other sisters now, are you all at St. Adalbert's?
No.
Okay. You're on Rocky River Drive.
Yeah. We are three of us at the St. Adalbert. One is a teacher in the elementary school over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have four sisters in Palmer. They work at the Regina Health Center.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful place. You're one of the founders.
Correct.
Tell me about that.
Not really founders, pioneer.
All right. All right. That is what you told me on the phone, pioneer,
yeah,
not founder.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that come about?
As I said in my story, we have a good number of religious sisters in my diocese, but I wanted to look for the people who have never heard about God. And that's the time I said, I don't like to belong to the congregation here in Tanzania. I want to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, miraculously, there were two Italians, a bishop in Uganda and a priest in Uganda. They work together. That inspiration, I don't know how the Holy Spirit connected, and they say we want to start a community of the evangel and community of nuns who could be primarily for Africa, not for particular diocese, but for Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then I happened to go to Uganda with other girls from Tanzania. We were 14 of us. We went to Uganda, and formation started from there.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you the truth, I didn't know that we white people become priests. I didn't know. It was my first time to see a white person, a priest or a nun. I say, who taught them how to be nuns and how to them to be priests? But then later on, as I learned about history of the church, I came to know that they are the ones who brought the faith to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting.
We kind of think of evangelization here in Cleveland. We have El Salvador. In my small world, I think of us going out to other countries as opposed to somebody coming from Africa here to evangelize in the streets of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you tell a story, you get a smile on your face. So I can tell that you get a lot out of it.
Yeah, yeah. The evangelization here is different. The fact that you don't go to people without making a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
There we arrive, we don't make a phone call. But here you have to make a phone call, you have to make an appointment. So that flow is a little bit slow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't answer the door and
correct
here.
Or what do you want? Invite me to the house first and then you tell me what do I want? How can I help you? But I have come to learn this is a culture, and every culture you go, there are some difficulties. You have to struggle and make yourself comfortable with the very culture. So there are a lot of things I have learned in the United States.
Including driving.
Correct.
Correct. Lots of driving.
Correct. Yeah.
The folks here, how did you come to Cleveland, to this area? How did that all come about?
It's a very strange story. I was a chaplain at St. Vincent Charity before.
All right.
And I went around to visit the people in the unit. And imagine, whom did I meet? I knocked at the door. Hello, come in. I had my this. I said, oh, are you Gary? He said, yes. I said, Gary, how are you? I said, I'm fine. I said, Gary, what happened? You are here. He said, oh, ABCD, I did this, and did this happen to me? I fainted. And then how did you get here? By ambulance or someone drove you? He said, I drove. I said, Gary, what a stupid thing you did. And then when I was just scolding him, a priest came from outside and said, hey, Father Gary. I said, hey, you mean this man is a priest? And then he said, Father, please come. This nanny, small nun is killing me here. Then with Gary, we came to know each other. And then the bishop also came to know me. And he said, can we have a community of the sisters for particularly for St. Adalbert? Because it was just reopened. And they needed our presence to boost their faith. And that's how I came by.
Is it important for young people of color to see religious role models of color?
Is it important?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
Yes. It is important because I come to realize that there are not many African-American nuns.
Right.
So they wonder, some ask me, are you a Muslim or what is going on? They can't understand why I'm a nun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's important.
Which bishop asked you to come?
Bishop Leonard.
Leonard.
Yeah,
I know him well.
Mm-hmm.
Your founding was only in 2014, the order?
The order was founded in 1975.
75, okay.
Yeah, but at the moment we are 419 sisters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is a fairly big order.
Correct.
So what's next on your agenda? What are you going to you tackle a lot of different things.
That's a good question. Well, I have been trying to have the sister helping the sisters. When I was in college, I tried to bring them to study, to do what. But what is next? I would like the sisters to be comfortable, those who have just come, to be comfortable because I am not going to be in the United States forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like them to carry on with evangelization. And then when time comes, they come home. But I would like them to really have good roots, good connection with the community of St. Adalbert, because that was the initial reason that we came here.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Sister, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. This is God Calling. Sister Jessie has been our guest today, and we hope you'll join us next week at the same time right here on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God Calling.
Thank you for listening to God Calling here on AM 1260 The Rock. This locally produced program is dedicated to looking closer at religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. Join us next week for another episode, and if you missed any part of this week's program, visit our website at am1260therock.com and click on the Archive Audio tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of the webpage.